أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with journaling the Quran, we're still looking at the ayat that begin with يا أيها الذين آمنوا. And today we will look at ayah 264 and 265 of سورة البقرة. Maybe you could highlight them. You could even draw the imagery, because in these ayat there are parables, and it's phenomenal when you actually imagine the parable as a image in your mind. Now here Allah says, "Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who believe, la tubtilu sadaqatikum. Do not invalidate your sadaqah, your charity. Do not nullify your charity." Now with what do we nullify it? He says, "Bil manni wal adha." With reminders and cause of pain. When we make somebody feel obliged, continually remind them, do you know how much I've helped you? So on and so forth. So Allah is saying, the moment you do that, you have invalidated your charity. When you gave somebody something and then you continually reminded them, you made them feel obliged, or you continually told them what you did, it's like you did no charity at all. Now he says what it's like. He said, كَالَّذِي يُنْفِكُ مَا لَهُ رِيَاعَ النَّاسِ. It is as though you've only done this. You've spent in the way of Allah. You thought you did just to show off to people. وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And you didn't believe in Allah and you didn't believe in accountability. It's quite a strong statement. Now he gives an example so that we can actually have an image in our mind and we can picture it. He says, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانَ. The example of this person who nullifies his charity by obliging the other person by causing pain to them is like a rock. Safwan is a large rock. عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٌ. Now imagine this rock, and on this rock is covered with earth. And the earth shows sign of vegetation. So when you look at it, because the rock is covered with earth and there's vegetation on it, you don't know that there is a rock underneath. You're just seeing this vegetation and you're thinking, oh my goodness, this looks green. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلٌ فَتَرَقَهُ سَلْدًا. Heavy rain falls and suddenly all the earth is washed away and all you can see is a rock. لَا يَقْدِرُونَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِّمَّا كَسَبُوا. And they will not have gained anything from what they have spent or from what they have earned. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَحْدِي الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah does not guide a people who cover up the truth. In other words, when you see their charity, you think, oh my goodness, they've spent so much money, they've got their names everywhere. Everybody knows that this is what they've done. But it is so shallow, because with that charity are so many conditions. There's so much obligation attached to it. There is so much hurt to it that Allah says, that is just like a bare rock with no vegetation at all. Now let's look at the other side, which is in the next ayah, which is ayah 265. And here Allah says, وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. And those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah to seek the pleasure of Allah, وَتَثْبِيتًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, and for the certainty of their souls. It's a phenomenal statement. Now look at the image, he says. كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ. It is like the garden. بِرَبْوَةٍ أَصَابَهَا وَابِلٌ. A garden which is on an elevated ground. So you can imagine a garden or vegetation on a high ground. And on this high ground, if you think about rain falling and enough water stays on there, the rest actually trickles down to the bottom. فَآتَتْ أُقُلَهَا ذِئْفَيْنِ. And it produces fruit twice, or rather the harvest is twice. And some of the Mufassirin say it means that when you spend in the way of Allah in hard times, then the reward is twice. فَإِلَّمْ يُسِبْهَا وَابِلٌ فَتَلْ. And even if heavy rain does not fall, that means even if there's very light rain, then even the vegetation will grow. Allah bima ta'amaluna basir. And Allah is aware, Allah sees what you do. So basically it's saying that those people who spend in the way of Allah sincerely, only for the pleasure of Allah, there is no showing off, there is no obligation to their spending. Once they give, it's given. Then you know what? That will just bear fruit again and again and again, and it will continue. May Allah make us from them. We will continue inshallah with this tomorrow. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.